Has the job hunt worn you down? Application after application and radio silence. I know why you're here, and I can help you get there. A job offer, a job faster. You can now book me for $2 a minute for 30, 45, 60, or 90 minutes for a video chat interview preparation session. Don't need 45 minutes? Don't pay for it. Want to do 30 minutes now and maybe 30 minutes later once you progress? Let's do it. If you aren't getting responses to your application, we'll meet and rework your resume to get noticed. If you aren't passing job interviews, we'll work through a mock interview so you can put your best foot forward with winning responses that make a difference. I'm here to consult with you if you're in a unique situation and want input from someone that has seen it all and can help you succeed, like I have so many others. It's super simple. You just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and click the $2 minute coaching button at the top of the page. Select the amount of time you want to meet, and then you can look through my availability without having to pay. Pick a time and pay $2 a minute for 100% of my attention. Check out the testimonials while you're there from listeners to this podcast that I've worked with in just the last couple of weeks. It's blocked into 30, 45, 60 minutes and more, so we won't go over. You won't get charged any more than what you pay for at checkout. Remember that the faster you invest in yourself, the faster you land that dream job. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com or follow the link in this episode's description. I'm excited to meet with you, help identify what's holding you back, and help you take control of your career today. Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. Why listen? Well, I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, founder of Candidate Club Interview Prep, and your host of the Job Interview Experience. I'm here to share everything I know about how to absolutely kill it at your job interview right here, right now. In today's episode, I'm going to dig into a really important subject, cover letters. Cover letters aren't dead. They work. They're a lot of work, so most people don't use them. However, if you take the extra time to one, create a cover letter, and two, make it effective, it can be the difference between getting invited to a job interview or not. This is what opens the door to your interaction with a company. I'm going to share how to create a short, effective cover letter that works. Stay tuned because later in the episode, I'm going to share a link to a cover letter template I created myself that you can copy and paste, use yourself, and keep forever for free. You don't even have to sign up. You don't have to put your email address, sign up for anything like that. You just go to the link I'm going to share and copy and paste it. I'm also going to read through it in the episode. First, I'm going to pause and thank Sassy Steph for leaving a fantastic review on Apple Podcasts. I think this review is something that, especially for new listeners, you can learn from how to use the Job Interview Experience podcast to improve your job search and get your dream job. Here it is from Sassy Steph. I've been listening to podcasts for well over 15 years, and this is the first review I've ever written, which speaks so highly of the incredible experience I've had as a listener. Although I was happy in my former role, spoiler alert, I felt I had much more to offer an organization and that my trajectory for advancement was limited. Although I wasn't actively looking for a new role, I came across a job posting on LinkedIn for my dream position. Literally my dream position. It was as if the description was specifically written for me. As often happens when faced with new opportunities or challenges, fear crept in and convinced me of all the reasons I wasn't qualified for the role. So I didn't apply. I dragged my feet. I listened to self-doubt, and 3 long weeks went by until finally my spouse convinced me to throw caution to the wind and put my hat in the ring. And you'll never guess what happened. I got a request for a first interview with their recruiter. It had been over 10 years since I'd interviewed for a new role, and I knew the competition would be fierce. The role I was applying to is not only very well compensated, it's also an amazing opportunity for a creative innovator. To say I was nervous was an understatement, but I knew what I needed to do. Prep. I started that preparation by searching through your extensive podcast history and finding the shows that were most applicable to my interview needs. I listened, took notes, and tried to apply every principle you shared. Obviously, not a shocker to anyone who's actually listened and then applied the advice that Matt provides, I got another interview, and another, and another, and another. And 11 interviews later, all of which I was fully prepared for and aced, I got the offer for my dream job. Not only that, based on the amount of times they described me as a unicorn, I knew that I had some bargaining leverage. So I asked for more money and a sign-on bonus, and I got both. None of this would have been possible without the advice that I got from Matt, his guests, and the entire interview experience. I'm internally grateful for the guidance, insights, and I know I wouldn't be where I'm going without it. Thanks so much, Matt. Thanks, Sassy Steph. If you look at the review on Apple Podcasts, I think Sassy Steph is a little sassy. A lot of capitalized words and exclamation points. You get me, Steph. I love it. Thank you. This is a good time to remind you to head to Spotify and leave a rating, or Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review. Consider it a way to support the show. It means a lot to me, and I ask that you do that while listening. Okay, back to the show. What makes a good versus bad cover letter, and why should you use one? A cover letter is often used to explain a unique situation, switching industries, getting back to work after time away, stuff like that. That's not a bad thing, but does it really make a company more interested? Think about what their current problem is. It's probably a new problem they have, and so they need to create this role and add it to their team to solve that problem, or they have a problem that this role is currently vacant, and so the problem is that things aren't getting done and they need to fill it. So telling your story, saying how much you want to work there, I would avoid that. It doesn't help a company move forward. We can do better than that. A bad cover letter is all about you. You, what you want, why you want to work at a company, some long, boring explanation about you and your dreams. What's worse than that is a long cover letter. Even if it's well written, if it's long, it won't be read. I promise. I read every cover letter that I received when I was the director of talent acquisition at two different companies, but I did that for you to learn what works and what doesn't. I was curious at what types of cover letters come in and which ones caught our eyes. When recruiters open a long cover letter, their first thought is, oh boy, what's this long story all about? We're going to skip all those mistakes and get straight to the point. I've read, like I said, thousands of cover letters. I've read fantastic cover letters and a lot of bad ones. Here's what makes an effective cover letter that will help you get your foot in the door. One, it's short, like 3 paragraphs max. 2, in your cover letter, you quickly connect the dots between how you can help the company and exactly what they are looking for. They have a problem, you can solve it, but you need to tell them how. It's not about you, it's not about how the company you're applying for is in your dream city, or how it's your dream job, or it's your dream to work at this company. Doesn't matter how much experience you have if you don't connect the dots with their needs. So again, mistakes to avoid: anything longer than 3 paragraphs and making it all about you. I have people I coach and they say, I have this great cover letter, will you proofread it for me? And they say, oh, it has to be a page long. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work. No one's going to read it. If they do, they're going to read it with a guarded sense of you having more to say than is necessary and probably some type of complicated story, and they just don't work. So here's how to kill it. Like I said, keep it short enough to read in 20, 30 seconds or less. And it needs to be about how you can help them achieve their goals by hiring you. So what's next? Go to candidateclub.com/cover. Again, that's candidateclub.com/cover. There's a link in this episode's description as well. I'm making it super easy. Once you're there, you can simply copy and paste this cover letter template that I've created. It's short, effective, and you just fill in the blanks. What you should do is make it your own. So you can modify it a little bit. It doesn't have to be exactly what I say, but this is, like I said, a template to build your own cover letter around, to give the idea of how inputting your skills, what you're good at, and aligning that and filling the blanks on what the company needs are. I'm going to read it out loud, but you're not going to want to write this down by hand, even though it is short. That's why you can go copy and paste it. I'll read it out loud. You say, dear hiring team, dear recruiter, if you know someone there, put their name, my skills doing, and then blank. And then you put in your skills that the company is looking for. You pull this from the job description, align and fulfill with your needs for blank, with your company's goals to blank, and you insert their goals there. Usually that's a mission statement. The experience I have blank, which is doing that thing, can help achieve that and move your company forward. Your company mission aligns with mine, and I love what you do. I already have a plan for day one on how I can blank, accomplish goal one, and blank, accomplish goal two, to help you and your team get there. And I look forward to discussing the success we can share as we consider working together. Sincerely, your name, and you can put your current job title under that if you want. If it doesn't align as well, I would skip that. So again, make this your own. Don't use exactly what I do, what I have here, but try and keep to this short template. This is fantastic. It allows you to state what makes you unique and how you stand out from the crowd. Share the specific experience you have that they're looking for. You are connecting the dots for them. Your resume might not do that as easily as just spelling it out. You align yourself with their mission and goal. You demonstrate that you have a plan to hit the ground running, and you suggest next steps working together. If you like the cover letter template, you can sign up for Candidate Club, a subscription at candidateclub.com. The cover letter template is just the tip of the iceberg of the tools and training you'll get there. I've been building, writing, and perfecting Candidate Club since 2016. It's an online interview training created by me, an executive recruiter for job seekers. Other sites just show you hundreds of interview questions, no answers. Every interview question at Candidate Club, over 50 must-see questions, every single one is followed up with a quick video explaining what mistakes applicants make on these questions, how to answer them the right way so you can stand out, stop applying to jobs, and get offers. Type candidateclub.com/cover. Enter your browser now for your cover letter template. This is for my podcast listeners. I'm not going to leave it up forever. This is going to help you for this next job, and you can use it your entire career. It's fill in the blank, so it's easy to change for each job. You're not having to write a new cover letter for every job. Integrate the cover letter template into your job search. It will make an impact. It will also help you think and develop the skills for talking points during your job interview. So the way that you think for this, of connecting the dots of what their mission is with what you do, now you already have pre-created talking points for your job interview. So you can say their mission statement out loud because you've looked it up for the cover letter template. You can say what their goals are because you've looked it up for this cover letter template. And you have a quick way to say how your goals help align with their mission. So this goes beyond just the cover letter template and creates a mini script for your phone interview, for your job interview. When companies realize that you know what they're trying to do, you're not just trying to get a job and do the little things there. When they realize that you know what they're trying to do in the big picture and that you came to talk to them about how you can help them get there, that makes an enormous difference. So start changing your job interview process. Start changing your application process with this. Apply it. Do the extra work. Go the extra mile. Because it's lonely on the extra mile, that's where you stand out. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.